A God-oriented life. Journey towards God-realization. The Earth is the Sun's satellite. It constantly orbits the Sun, taking 1 year to complete one revolution. This movement of the Earth around the Sun is essential to the healthy functioning of life on Earth. If the Earth didn't revolve around the Sun, the Earth's existence would have no meaning and the life itself would come to an end. This is a practical example of how we should lead our lives in this world. Indeed, this example is a physical demonstration of how man must revolve around God just as the Earth revolves around the Sun. It means that all of man's activities should be centered on God. Subservient to the law of nature, Earth revolves ceaselessly around the Sun. Man, however, should surrender to God of his own free will. He should build a life based on the concept of God. This consciousness is the real ascension of man. In this consciousness lies the secret of all success. The God-oriented life begins with the discovery of God. When a person discovers God, it means that they have found the truth. And this truth pervades their whole being. This feeling of having discovered the truth becomes such a thrilling experience that it fills them with an everlasting conviction. This everlasting conviction removes all frustrations from their lives. Therefore, loss is not a loss anymore, for, despite any loss, they still have this feeling that their greatest asset, that is God, is still with them. Man comes to realize this by contemplating God's creation. The truth is that the present universe is a manifestation of God's attributes. In this respect, the present universe is a complete introduction to God. God is visible in his creation just as one sees one's own reflection in the mirror, without there being any doubt about its authenticity. The vastness of space tells man that God, its creator, is as boundless and as vast. A look at the sun and the stars shows us that God is all light. The height of the mountains shows us the greatness of God. The waves in the seas and the flow of the rivers tell us that God is a storehouse of boundless blessings. The greenery of the trees testifies to God's bounties. Man's very existence becomes a proof of the existence of God. In the waft of the air, man experiences a divine touch. In the chirping of the birds, he hears God's songs. For a man, God-oriented life begins when he starts remembering God. He then begins to feel the presence of God. Every single thing serves to remind him of God. His heart and mind are never free from God's remembrance. He should in fact pass his mornings and evenings as if he were living in God's neighborhood. Just as crops are replenished by rain, so should he always remain immersed in the contemplation of God and be replenished by him. God is man's spiritual center. One whose heart is attached to God goes through spiritual experiences every moment of his life. Belief in God becomes a source of spiritual development for him. Filled with love for God, he does not need anything else. God becomes for him a limitless ocean to swim in without any hindrance. Through spiritual awakening, he receives such great wealth that he does not feel the need for anything else. For one who discovers God, the entire universe becomes an open book of God. Every leaf of a tree turns into a page of the divine book. When he sees the sun, he feels as if God himself was lighting his heavenly torch, so that he may read his book more clearly. The universe turns into a universal university with him as the student. To find God is to find one center of love. By his nature, man is born seeker after the supreme being that is above him, that is free from all limitations. In short, a being after finding whom a person becomes as satisfied as a child finding his place on his mother's lap. The discovery of God saves one from regarding a non-God, a mere thing, as God and mistakenly and unrealistically thinking it to be the answer to the urge inherent in one's nature. To discover God is to discover the true nature of one's innate urge to seek God. On the other hand, the failure to discover God means failing to find that which represents man's greatest and natural need. One who fails to find God is nonetheless driven by his natural urge to seek him, and thus gives the place of God to something other than God, in other words, to a non-God. This place might sometimes be accorded to a particular human being or an animal, yet at other times, to a phenomenon of nature, to certain material power, to a made-up concept, or even to oneself. Even if one fails to discover God or becomes a denier of God, it is not in one's power to overcome the natural, inborn urge to search for God. That is why the men and women who have not found God inevitably come to hold on to something like a non-God, regarding it as God. Man's nature may lead him to refuse to accept the real God as God, but then, in such a situation, it becomes impossible for a man to stop himself from according the status of divinity to something other than God. Making God one's object of worship raises man's position. On the other hand, regarding something other than God as God amounts to descending from the level of humanity. Submission to God is the only way of life for both man and universe. Sound of the natural phenomena is the language of nature. God speaks through natural phenomena. When the cloud thunders, it is proclaiming the glory and majesty of God Almighty. The chirping of birds is like a sacred song. It is conveying to us the beauty of the Creator. Then there is the sweet music of the flowing water in the river. If you lend your ear to it, you will find that it is conveying a great message. God is merciful. God is compassionate. So is the case of the breeze of the air. It is like a divine touch. Same is the case with the entire universe. It is like a great divine hall. Everything in the universe is playing a sacred music. Everything is singing a sacred song. If you concentrate yourself on this universal song, you will surely hear that the entire universe is giving a divine message of love, compassion, peace, unity. A person who notices these events will emerge as a great spiritual man. He will constantly receive inspiration from the world of nature. He will be a member of that great universal travel. He will be as beautiful as flowers, as sweet as birds chirping, as pure as the river water flowing from the mountaintop. The present universe is a manifestation of God's attributes. It is a complete introduction to God. God is visible in His creation just as one sees one's own reflection in the mirror, without there being any doubt about its authenticity. Everything in the universe is playing a sacred music. If you concentrate yourself on this universal song, you will surely hear that the entire universe is giving a divine message of love, compassion, peace, unity. To believe in God is to see the invisible force behind visible objects.